Hey, Esmeralda, do you like comedy?
I love comedy.
Are you a liar?
No.
Are you sure you're not an awful, awful liar?
No.
Well, have you heard of ReComedy? It's a comedy magazine.
Yes, comedy from the trenches.
How do you know their hit logo? Their hit logo, that doesn't make sense. How do you know their... What is that slogan? How do you know their slogan?
Because I love comedy, and I like magazines.
Why are you such a dirty fucking liar?
I'm not.
All right. Comedy magazine.
I like both.
You like both? What is both?
Comedy and magazines, and they put it in one neat package.
It is a neat package. You can pick up that package at Quimby's and other independent retailers, or go to their website, recomedymagazine.com. The second issue is about to come out. It's featuring Mark Maron. You know who Mark Maron is, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He does podcasts.
He does do podcasts. It's the podcast issue. So go pick up ReComedy, recomedymagazine.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in Washington, D.C., speaking to someone that wants to go to NKUTB. That person is...
Esmeralda Leon.
New Kids on the Block are touring, and you want to go. Is that correct?
Yeah! Although they're touring with the Backstreet Boys, I don't care for them.
Why do you want to go to that show?
Childhood memories.
If I can get us press, will you go to the show?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, so that's number one.
Although it's in an arena, but, you know, what do you expect? They're not going to do small shows. They're New Kids on the Block.
Or was it Backstreet Boys that played Ravinia over the last summer?
I want to say Backstreet Boys.
Let's get Merlin to NKOTB. Is our
that
first
would be book. Hilariously awesome.
Who would you
I
go
would
with?
Probably start crying.
Why?
Like a little girl.
Would you let any of them fuck you?
Actually, let me see. They just had a picture on the front page. Joey.
You would let Joey fuck you. Joey McIntyre had a semi-successful solo career. Most successful out of any of them.
He did, but it was a little lower. It wasn't as successful because, what's the other fucker? Jordan Knight.
Okay.
He had big hits, but I think Joey McIntyre had like a Christian career going.
Do you like the Christian music?
Not really, no. Although I did used to like, they're called like the Space Boys or some crap.
Really? That exists.
They're like a Christian. I forget what they were called.
I like the Space Boys. Let's just go with that.
But it was something like that. And I remember they were Christian.
When you would, when did
Six
you like?
Sixpence None the Richer is Christian.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I don't like them anymore.
Oh.
Or like them. I don't like my Christian music hidden. Did I ever tell you that time when we booked the Christian band on accident? Or I did, actually?
Oh, the musical?
Yeah. Not the musical. The musical was fine. I thought it was a parody, but I don't know.
Oh, what Christian band then?
Blind Anabaptist Blues.
They sound familiar.
They played with I Ching Quartet, and it was a really good show musically, but I think they were Christian, and I made a lot of I'm an atheist jokes on stage before and after their set, and I don't remember them laughing.
And that's because you knew they were Christian, or you're just doing that because that's what you always do?
I did that before, like, hey, there's a Blind Anabaptist Blues band. Get it? God, only if that existed. And then after the set,
I see.
I realized that, holy fuck, they were Christian. So I went on like a 5-minute rant about how I like my Christian bands right in the open. And to counter-effect that, we really need a Satanist acoustic folk duo. You know, shit like that. Just being as mean as possible. I don't like hidden. I don't like hidden messages.
Well, it's not hidden. They're just not yelling about it.
They're not listed. You know how on MySpace it could be like progressive indie folk or indie metal thrash? You know, like there's three descriptors. They didn't have Christian.
Yeah, but are they Christian in the sense that everything they do is Christian, or are they just Christian?
They're Christian
and
in the
they
sense
just so happen
they
to
sing
do
about
music.
God.
Oh, well then.
That's what bothers me.
I don't know. Like maybe they don't consider themselves Christian.
If every song I ever wrote was about a shopkeeper, I would be a shopkeeper band, regardless of the type of music, because I have one. It's like a musical. It's like I really love the musical 9 to 5. All my songs are about the film and the musical 9 to 5. I am a 9 to 5 artist. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you think? Insane Clown Posse.
Insane Clown Posse
has to say they're Christian. Didn't they say that? That everything
they are
is about
now
Jesus?
Out in the open that they are Christian, but they said that they were never hidden to be Christian.
Oh.
Insane Clown Posse, very interesting. If you want to get a better idea of the Insane Clown Posse, listen to our our podcast that we did. We recorded a homeroom event that we did over the summer about Juggalos. It was Juggalos 101. That's all explained in that podcast. It's kind of hard to listen to because the room was absolutely packed. There's over 100 people in a room that does not seat 100 people. So the quality of audio of that isn't so great because you can hear the crowd. But if you can sit through it, you'll learn a lot. Sadly, you'll learn a lot about the Insane Clown Posse. That's the kind of podcast that we do at You, Me, Them, Everybody. How was last night? The last night was King of the Moon of the Minions.
It was very good. Really enjoyed it.
How was Singing in the Abbey?
Good.
I saw them when they played for Daniel Knox. I didn't really enjoy them, but every time else I've seen them, I've enjoyed them. So I don't know what the deal is. I'm glad that they were good. How was King of the Moon?
Very good.
Yeah. Should we book them again?
Yeah, absolutely.
I will do that. Let's book them again.
The girl in the first band looked like she reminded me of like Zooey Deschanel.
Is that good or bad?
No, just like the look of her, not her singing or anything. But she just looked like she should be in an indie movie.
So you're saying a lot of guys with horn-rimmed glasses like myself would probably want to fuck her?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. Those are the kind of girls that bring in customers that drink craft
beer.
Yes,
it does, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, let's do that. Let's just have a bunch of girls that will maybe fuck you in life. That's
and
just a good thing in
all,
life.
They were an almost all-girl band, which
Singing
I like.
In the Abbey. Was Jason from Daniel Knox's band playing drums with them?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, almost all girl.
I
like that. Don't really see that too often.
So that's really, well, the Hollows are
in the brain. You don't see that in the brain.
That is true. So pretty much the booking strategy is the same as it always has been. Chicks that are hot doing music. The end.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. And King of the Moon and his Minions. Did that make you want to smoke cigarettes at all?
You know what it made me think of? There was a few songs where I was like, I should be in Venice.
Thank you.
And Tom should be in a gondola, or we should all be in the gondola. And
yes.
Then he's got a little guitar and that weird little hat with the,
parasol.
The ribbon.
No, not a parasol. Okay.
No. He's got the hat with the ribbon on.
Okay.
And he's just singing. Well, then there, I guess there'd be another man having to row, but.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Or. It reminds you of being in the old country.
That is true. They have old country vibe. Yeah, I like that band a lot. I'm going to send them an email as soon as we finish this podcast inviting both of them back. That should be like a seasonal
gondola
show.
Gondola in Venice or in old country.
Just any old country.
In
old country buffet. We're going to do shows at old country buffet.
Yeah.
So you know how yesterday I was like, oh, DC is not so bad and I'm getting used to it and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Back to hatred. Back to the hatred.
Well, didn't you hate Chicago, too?
No, I never hated Chicago. I was getting sick of Chicago. I'm sure you can
okay,
go back and listen and say I'm wrong on that. But
I'm sure you had hatred.
Oh, yeah. I think that was more just not having money. I think it's maybe the same here. I don't know. Just fucking need money.
Isn't it more expensive, too?
It is a lot more expensive here.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Whatever. I was so proud of myself today where I found out that the salad buffet at Giant is totally, or the salad bar at Giant, the grocery store, is totally worth it. Because they have, like, expensive cheeses in there, and the scales on the checkout counter aren't that good. So I was like, oh my god, that is depressing. When that's the fucking highlight of your day.
That's the most exciting thing.
Like, you're eating food not because you want, but it's the only thing you could afford that has some semblance of nutrition, you know?
I like salad bars.
I love salad bars to a point, but just...
I actually had a salad today.
What was in your salad?
It was mixed greens, spinach, some egg whites, bacon. I'm a little naughty.
I want to sharpen a knife right now and slit things.
It was actually quite delicious. I ate the shit out of that salad.
After our show last night, I think I drank too much coffee. I think I had like 8 cups in 2 hours, and I it was gross. From like 7 p.m. till I passed, like till like 11 p.m., I was just immobile in pain. It was awful. So,
wouldn't you be mobile because it's a lot of coffee?
No, it wasn't like energized, it was just like my skull. Like, I wanted to do the thing where you watch House, like they alleviate pressure and they just drill a hole in the skull.
Like, to let out the spirits?
Hopefully.
Let out the bad souls or whatever.
Well, I don't believe in souls, so maybe I just have many other souls in my skull, and they're trying to infiltrate my body, and then my brain won't let that happen, so I need them to escape through the
top. You need to just stick a nail in there.
I was thinking about it. Maybe you get a spinal tap as well. but just holy shit, I'm in pain all the time.
That's not good.
No,
maybe you have
not.
That disease.
I have the disease.
That one where you're in pain all the time, but no one knows why.
That's just disease.
And they believe that it's neuros or some crap.
Everything goes through the brain. So, yes, everything is with neurons.
No, it's not brains. It's like your...
Everything is brains.
Your body's sensitive or something.
Everything is brains.
Oh, what is that called?
It goes back to the fucking brain.
No, but it's not... I don't know what it is. It's like your body just aches all the time and you're tired and...
Depression?
No.
Alcoholism?
I don't watch TV for an hour. I'm sure.
No, no TV.
And then you'll know.
I don't like
maybe
TV.
Then your pain will be gone.
Not a fan of TV.
How are you not a fan of TV?
Just trying to watch movies. No TV.
Isn't that?
No,
TV
it's different.
In long form.
No, it's different. No commercials. I don't fucking know. I'm just being a dick.
So with TiVo.
Yeah, I don't even have TiVo. You have TiVo. TiVo's insane.
I have TiVo. I don't really use it.
I was at your when I stay at your house. I was like,
I do and I don't.
So much shit. I watch the exact same stuff I would have seen if I was there. I just watched Craig Ferguson, and that's it. Fucking pointless. Thank you for letting me use it. I'm not complaining. It's just for me, it's fucking. I'm watching network television, and you have cable. Ugh. So tonight is Nerves of Steel. That should be interesting.
Yeah, Emerson.
Emerson will be back. If you liked Emerson on the live show. You should. I think that live show went pretty well. I highly recommend a download of. I don't know why you would listen to this and not the other show, but maybe like three people.
They don't like the lives.
They only like the you and me via Skype show. That'd be weird. I would
like the
better.
Off the cuff. Although this is off the cuff as well. Yeah, so then they're idiots. They don't like both.
Yeah, people are idiots. did you do anything today? Did you go outside?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go?
I wandered around.
You just wandered?
Yeah. No, I was trying to get those posters up.
Oh, seriously? Awesome. Where'd you go?
I went to Nepal.
Did you get them stamped, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Did you do your radio show today?
I just started throwing them in the middle of the street.
Did you do your radio show today?
No.
Wouldn't
the radio station is down.
When is it going to be back up?
Next week or so, they don't know.
Are you still on Tuesdays and Thursdays or just Thursdays? Or just
it's just going to be, I think Tuesdays.
Okay, do you understand why this is why it's hard for you to keep listeners? They keep fucking switching you every 6 weeks.
Well, no, I don't. It was because they had more spots.
I get that, but you got to lock in.
Another one.
You need to lock in people.
Yeah, one of them is my normal one. I just can't remember if it's Tuesday or Thursday.
All right, well.
It's been a long time.
For those days, I'm going to try to get Emerson to get it so we'll be 5 days a week. Yeah, tonight's show should be interesting. The last Nerves of Steel was well attended, so I recommend if you're listening to this right now, go to the Hungry Brain and make sure you get yourself a seat.
Run.
Yeah, literally run there because you're in Chicago and probably fat. That's my new thing. Everyone's fat.
Well, then they wouldn't make it.
No, that's my. Those are my people. The slightly overweight arts types. That's
just
my.
Just take the bus.
Just relax. Have a stroll. Did you hit up Northwestern and Loyola?
Oh, that's too far.
Okay, how many posters do we have? No, these, we're talking about our...
No, I went south. Sorry.
Did you go to Columbia?
Yeah. I'm doing, like, you know,
one half. How many posters do we have left?
I don't know.
My new thing... Not my new thing, but what I've been telling
you're in
you...
in that envelope.
We should tell the listener this as well. We're looking for interns. We're always
how many did you give me?
I think 30, maybe 40. I took some as well.
Okay.
We need interns. We always need interns. There's a reason we have a lot going on. I'm working on this, I don't know, 60 hours a week. Merle's probably doing 40. Kevin's doing a few hours. We're trying to grow this motherfucker, and we need interns. And you will get college credit. We have contacted all the colleges, and you'll get credit for it. But I'm telling Esmeralda, if you go, we want to get Ivy League people. We want people that are super smart that hate themselves. These are the kind of people that can move us forward. So we got to hit U of C and Northwestern. We want overachievers. Merle and I went to DePaul. That's why we're doing a podcast from our bedrooms at 27 and 28. I want a fucking 19-year-old with a shitload of money, good drug connections to keep all the artists happy. These are the people I want. I'm not looking to fuck Esmeralda. I don't think she is looking to fuck. So
not really.
Worry about that. Come to us. We are the winning team, the future winning team. We're like the Pittsburgh Pirates. We have 12 years of losing. Sooner or later, the streak has to break. That analogy makes no sense to you, does it?
Uh-uh. I don't know.
Wonderful. Do you have any exciting plans for tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Oh, I do want to go work out.
Ooh.
Either work out or go to the museum.
Are you doing hot yoga again?
They're both free.
Oh, I have an idea. Go to the Museum of Science and Industry, and while you're in Hyde Park, hit up University of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
There you go.
I want to go see that Muppet exhibit.
Have you been to the University of Chicago?
No. Yes, I have.
It's fucking beautiful.
I went there for some tests. They gave me no.
I know you're not lying, and that's the fucking crazy part. Group.
What is it? Studies. Your studies of drinking. Funny enough.
Fucking beautiful. You should go there and just hang out. Have you ever been to Doc Films?
That's weird to just. I don't. That's an odd thing to suggest.
There's a bunch of coffee
just
shops.
Just go hang out.
No, it's beautiful. If it's not cold out, go hang out and read a book in like their courtyard or something because it's open to the public. And there's
is
a bunch.
Is it indoors?
No.
Oh
no,
my
that
God,
would be creepy.
Cold
just
outside.
Hanging out with like the. No, that's what I'm saying. If it's not too cold outside, I don't know the fucking temperature there.
I always wonder about that.
What?
I always feel like I'm like a pedophile when I'm walking around DePaul.
Oh, I do too. It's awful.
But the thing is, people wander around in that middle area.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. That's where the hobos and homeless hang out. Not that area. I'm talking about outdoors where there's a fuck. You have to like buy something first.
And
not a fucking leech.
The quad.
Yeah, I'm not saying fucking pick up chicks like Slater, AC Slater. Go just hang out and be a literate motherfucker.
I know, but I always think it's funny how people easily do that.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Felt as like a pedophile.
At DePaul, it doesn't make sense because nothing's really outdoor. Well, maybe that one
the
little
quad,
section.
The middle area.
Yeah, maybe. But that's a little too weird. There's no coffee around there. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That's what
there's
I mean.
There's a sandwich shop.
Yeah, that's an okay place.
Branko's.
Yeah, I don't understand why people would hang out at like Loyola. At the beach.
Yeah, that place is
gross. No, there's the beach.
That's a shitty beach.
It is a shitty beach. Have you ever been to the beach right before Evanston?
Yeah, you took me there.
Isn't that the fucking best little block of land?
Yeah, I found a couple more.
Where have you gone?
I don't know. A couple of my friends took me there, and I had no idea where it was.
We sound real artsy right now.
It's just in between some streets, and then there's just streets, neighborhood, and then beach.
Awesome. I really love those kind of beaches. I kind of want to live there when I'm older. You know? Not necessarily.
Well, what is that? What is that area? Gold Coast?
It's not Gold Coast is a weird strip of land if you haven't been to Chicago because it ranges like between like four neighborhoods, but it's only like four blocks wide and it's up and down the coast. I think it gets broken up by Navy Pier. It's hard to I don't really know what.
Oh, that's the Gold Coast?
I thought it was. I thought the Gold Coast starts at like Grand and goes all the way to like Armitage, which is Lincoln Park, but like I think Navy Pier breaks it up or something weird. I don't even know. I just consider
What's
it all
that
like
part?
Oprah. Oprah lives what? There.
Oprah. The Oprah section.
Yeah,
there she is again.
That's her network.
Getting in there.
She's always
Wait, did I tell you I saw it?
You saw what?
The Oprah network.
Oh, you have it.
We have it. I didn't even know we had it.
Congratulations. It took over Discovery.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it took over Discovery.
Wait, the Discovery Channel?
Yeah, Discovery. I think it was the Discovery Channel.
So wait, now I'm missing out on science for...
Discovery Channel barely had any science left.
Okay.
I think it was a lot of like parenting shows, like the midgets that have kids and shit like that.
No, that's TLC.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe it's TLC. I don't fucking know or care. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
TLC's bad. Probably
being a bad host. Something. That's the worst thing a host can say. I don't fucking care.
They still have hoarder shows to take care of. They can't leave. TLC is way too big. And when that lady with the eight kids.
When you had your 9 to 5 or your 6 to 3 or whatever the fuck your hours were.
My job. Just say job.
Well, I don't want to. You have a job with us. It's just barely paying you.
Well, okay. Then
a paying.
Just say
hours,
paying job.
I think
proper
if we break
job,
down your hours for you, me, them, everybody, you make about $1 an hour.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Hey, it's more than those children in sweatshops.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was about to say swap meets. I don't know what kids are at swap meets making.
So I'm
dollar.
I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm looking through my phone for like news stories for the day, and there's fucking nothing. I'm just bored by the news, and isn't that awful?
Oh wait, so we didn't even talk about the ones from.
We didn't talk about yesterday's.
Yes, and the one that I actually went on last night that I talked to with people is the bird one.
Oh, yes,
because
yes.
Because now there's more birds. There's
there are
more
lots of dead birds.
Louisiana now?
Yeah.
There's fucking dead birds over there, too. Hundreds of them.
Does this shock you at all in any way?
It's a little freaky.
It is completely freaky.
I just don't like when there's... You know what? I don't like packs of anything.
Does anyone like a pack of dead birds?
No.
So I don't think you're alone.
It's so gross. I was saying it's kind of like in The Hitchhiker's Guide. Did you see that
movie?
Oh,
yes. I love Hitchhiker's Guide.
When all the dolphins leave?
Yeah, so long and thanks for all the fish.
Except the birds just kind of went down rather than up.
Yeah. Maybe they're all turning into whales and dolphins.
I'm just thinking they're leaving because something bad's about to happen.
It is. There's an Armageddon coming for the birds.
Dan the bartender thing.
Dan the bartender.
Which is what makes me crack up. He said...
Let me hear
the
this
honeybees
knowledge.
Are gone,
oh, yeah?
The honey, well, he says they're spaceships.
Are the honeybees actually gone? I thought they were almost gone and they're not gone
yet. Well, he's pretty much, you know, he's, I guess, concluding that they will be gone.
Everything's going to be gone.
But he said the honeybees will be gone, and then the prairie dogs, and then we're next.
So, like, but what's their trajectory? Is it like 1,000 years or like 10 weeks?
I don't know.
Do we
but
have to save up
that,
money, or should it all just start fucking? What do we need to do?
I don't think. Why would we have to save up money for what?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Money is useless. You probably have to save up stuff.
That's why you're never going to be rich. Why would we have to save up money? Jesus.
Well, it's true.
No, money's more powerful still.
Money, you just have to spend it.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, no, it's true. You have to spend it. What's the use in keeping it around? For...
You sound like my father.
You can't spend it.
No.
That's my dad's logic.
How rich are you?
To me.
You guys are doing well, right? You're very well off.
We are very rich.
Good.
Thought you knew that.
I didn't know that. The fucking news is boring. Nothing's exciting right now. It's fucking January. I'm already fucking bored. One day into the like new show.
4 days.
Well, yeah.
So 4 days into this year and you're already bored.
I also realized I think we're going to be doing more shows in the month of January than we did all year the month of 2009. I think. And I'm already fucking bored. I don't care anymore.
Well, we did only do one a week.
We did one a week, yeah. I know we did. No, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, we did
when you were around.
We're doing 15. Yeah, I'm thinking one a month. I'm so wrong. I apologize. Jesus Christ.
God.
I'm tired.
You make it sound so lazy.
I'm tired for no reason.
It's all the coffee.
It is all the coffee. I've had only
the
four.
The coffee is going against you.
Coffee is going against me. Junior Stopka has got a brilliant bit about coffee that I don't want to ruin. So go see Junior whenever he's at the Hungry Brain next, which will inevitably be soon.
All right. Did you see that video of that homeless man with the radio voice?
No. What is it?
You should watch it. It's just this homeless man who I guess it's in Ohio. Mm. And someone is filming. He's from a newspaper there and he's filming him. And he gives him a dollar and he's like, I just want you to do work for the dollar. And he does, he just says like a bit from a radio station, like you're listening to 94, whatever, the oldie station. But his voice is insanely awesome.
Do you think that, I really hope that, either way, the fact that this dude is recording YouTube bits from a homeless dude, like that guy deserves to have his throat slit. Could we all agree, number one, that that's
well, no, he's like trying
story?
To help the dude out.
But he's trying to help the dude out.
How yeah, by that? Getting his voice out there.
Oh, that's how he's helping him out?
Well, yeah, and actually, I think I just came upon a story.
Was it Jamie Foxx in the movie The Soloist?
No, he's actually, like, he's good. You should look it up. Oh, look, a local morning radio show is interviewing him on Wednesday.
You know, that could be your job.
No, because this guy is a crazy good one. It's like he should be a late night show.
Fuck you.
Announcer.
Oh.
That's how great his voice is.
You don't like my high-pitched nasally voice? <That's>
he not should be work. Announcing like new cars and crap.
The irony would not be lost if he doesn't.
He should get the job on a Spanish station's giant Saturday.
Gigante?
Announcing gig.
Sábado?
My brother likes to call
it Sábado. You're what?
Giant Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to do a Gigante Sábado show very soon. That should be our next fun.
Other way.
Sábado Gigante. We're going to do that. I decided right now. We're going to do that for our summer 2011 fundraiser for You, Me, Them, Everybody.
Okay, where are you gonna get all those crazy games they play?
We're gonna do a podcast marathon. We're gonna do a barbecue all day. We're gonna have a closed private event as a thank you for all the artists.
Ooh.
Did you just are you just muffle the microphone on purpose or?
No, I just ooh.
Oh. That actually makes sense.
Private event.
Let's plan this right now. Sábado Gigante. We'll do
and
it.
And you should have on, if you're going to have some sort of flyer for everyone or an invite, uh-huh. You should put the picture of Sábado Gigante's host,
mm-hmm.
Don Francisco.
No, it'll be me.
Oh, come on.
It's for us, you dumb fuck. Sorry, yeah, it was really mean of me. When should we do it? Let's plan a date right now. Should we do May or June?
I don't know.
May or June. John May or June. Do people go out of town for Memorial Day?
Do you just say John?
June Mayer. do people go out of town for Memorial Day? Did you ever go out of town for Memorial Day?
I don't, because we don't have anyone to go to.
Do you know any of our friends? Do they go out of town for Memorial Day? I don't want to do it on a weekend where no one's in town.
Well, just do it in June.
I think June works because a lot of people do leave town for July 4th.
Just do June because it'll be safer if it'll be warm.
Let's do that. We'll do June 25th. Ooh, this is going to be fun. Ooh.
So, a private closed event.
Do you want to do it at your house or the Brain?
Can we do it at the Brain?
I don't know, because I want to do a show. Like, how are we going to make money on this? This went from a fundraiser for us to just me spending more money on fucking...
Yeah, it sounded more like a party that you just wanted to have.
Yeah.
Like you can't have a closed private event then.
No, that's part one. And then when the doors open at 8, then we do a fucking live show and do a shitload of raffles.
Oh.
Like we did in September, which was a huge success. Seriously. So what should we do? By the way, this is how shit gets worked out, people, over podcast.
Live on the air.
Well, we can't do... I think that weekend works the best because we're going to hit Taste of Chicago, but like that's the first weekend of Taste of Chicago and nobody good plays, so there's like very little street fair to worry about. So that's a good weekend for it. The 4th is a fucking wash. 2 weeks later is Pitchfork. 2 weeks after that's Lollapalooza. That's a total waste. August is up in the air because there's like everyone's slamming to get shit done. So the last Saturday in June definitely works. June 25th is Sábado Gigante, You, Me, Them, Everybody podcast marathon. Maybe that's what we do. Maybe fuck it. It's not a fundraiser anymore. It's just a podcast marathon. Let's do that. We'll do podcast.
Can we do these mobile?
We can. Possible? But I don't want
to
do it.
We have to have a home base.
It's so much easier if we have a home base. And you know that room in your, I guess it's your side room, your front room, the room that faces Lincoln Avenue?
The sitting room.
Could we do the show in your sitting room?
That's fine.
Podcast marathon. We'll do it in sitting room. Could we? Well, so this is what we'll do. We'll start at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
1 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's a 12-hour... No, fuck that. It doesn't make sense. It's got to be all Sábado. Noon to midnight. Okay?
Okay.
Noon to midnight. You and I co-host. We'll do it exactly like we did it for the Printer's Ball. Except instead of me on the mic the whole fucking time getting trashed and all of you watching me getting trashed, which was a fucking blast. I highly recommend listening to those episodes in order and just see their trajectories of me getting drunk. Mm-hmm. What we'll do is we'll alternate. So me and you will do the first half hour. We'll schedule in half hour blocks, okay?
And we could also, I don't know where I'd be walking, mm-hmm. but I could just have the mic with me.
No.
I have portable, they're not portable, but they have long cords, so I wouldn't have to be sitting right in front of a mic.
No. If you're in, I think you got to be in that room to be on the microphone. Because if it's cool with you, we'll have your whole apartment open. You like how I'm planning this for you?
All right. Well, I don't have kitty fences, so yes, it would be all open.
Would it be okay if the cat... Well, you know what I mean.
That would be weird. I have a curtain up which just says, do not enter.
Sorry. Excuse me, everybody. That actually would be really funny. We'll do it from noon to midnight, and then we'll have the keg and the barbecue on the back porch. Your apartment's quite large. And then we'll rotate people in every 45 minutes. And then we'll use the board that we use at the Brain, which we can have four mics going.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So you and I will be.
You could hear like a party atmosphere.
Exactly. And we'll mic it out to the back.
Yeah, could I? We could do like updates.
Yeah, we could totally
from the party.
We'll do
from
party
the
updates. We'll do Yeah. It'll be really fun.
You're like, how's it going out there?
And then how could we
got limbo out here?
Here's the thing. I'm looking at this right now, and it's probably gonna. I'm looking at like $200 right now. In terms of beer and food for everybody, so that's a lot of money. We need to make $200.
You know, people would bring.
No. We need to make $200. We need to get this thing sponsored or something.
Sponsored at my house.
Well, I don't want. I want everything to be free for the people that are going to be on the show. We're going to have 12 fucking guests. You know what I mean?
Mm.
If not more, we can go up to 4. Yeah, let's do that. Up to 4. Ooh, this is going to be fun. Up to 4 an hour. Which means that if I'm either you or I have to be on the microphone at all times.
Well, yeah, of course.
No, okay.
That's what I mean about the long court, you know? So it doesn't have to be like, let's switch out.
No. Well, that's the thing. We have 4 microphones. So, like, you'll be, if I'm, like, maybe we'll block a time for, like, you and Lena to do a show or segment. And then that'll be my, like, hour to not be there. You know what I mean? To rest. And then from about midnight to 4 to 5 a.m., we just yell at each other for all the things that went bad for the first 12 hours.
Well, that's usually what happens.
And that'll be a post show. And we'll record that.
The day stuff is very scheduled.
Yeah.
And then nighttime rolls around and people start freaking out.
This is not that hard to do. I don't know why we don't do it more often.
Oh, God. Really?
What? Well, I know why we don't. Okay, we'll just do it this. We'll just do it June 25th, Sábado Gigante. But how do we? I see. The thing is, I want to do this in a bar. I want to do. I want to do it outdoors.
Why you gotta do it in a bar?
Why do I have to do it in a bar?
Mm-hmm.
And make some money on it. I don't know. I want to advertise it.
You can't stay in a bar all. You know.
Bullshit.
There's rules.
Yeah, you can stay in a bar all day.
Well, which bar then?
We can do it in any bar. It's just like it's so nice out. In theory, we don't want to do it in a bar.
If
we do this
on
like February 25th, that's no, we're doing noon to midnight.
Oh, yeah.
What do you? Well, there's just something depressing about doing an all-day Saturday show in a fucking bar. Like if we did this on Saturday,
yeah, like bats at the end.
Like yeah, Saturday March 26th, it would just be like it would go from Sábado Gigante to just the lost day.
I like the idea of having like a barbecue.
Yeah, let's just do the barbecue. Yeah, we'll do Sábado Gigante. And
sounds very fun and spirited.
This sounds fun. So this will not be our fundraiser. This will just be a very long show for you, home listener.
Well, we could also, fundraiser could also mean, you know, like WTTW fundraisers.
That's true.
But they don't got like, you know, people having... I mean, you know, they do it through the phone or online or whatever.
Oh, this is what we'll do. We'll fucking stream it. It'll be our first streaming event, and then we'll do a guarantee till, I don't know, midnight. And then if we get, for every $100 we get after, like, $300, we'll do another hour. So if we get $400, we'll do 1 a.m. If we get $500, we'll do 2 a.m. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There you go. See, that's perfect.
Ooh, that's like people judging us.
I don't fucking care, because either way, we have 12 hours of content. That's 12 days of shows.
But do you know what I mean?
Oh,
if we get money to keep going, it's like they like us.
Or they just hate us.
Yeah, and they want to see us suffer.
And either way, that's going to be fun. So there we go. Sábado Gigante is coming June 25th.
Yay. Speaking of Spanish.
Yeah.
5 reasons it pays to learn Spanish in America. Ooh. Suck it. Because I know Spanish.
Because you know Spanish. Say,
I don't have a job, so I don't know what's going on.
Let's talk about the marathon right now in Spanish. Give me like 2 sentences about it. You
I
suck
don't
at
know
Spanish.
What's gonna happen, though.
What?
I don't know what's going to happen at the marathon.
Just go Sábado Gigante es coming. How do you say coming?
Viene.
So
it'd be like,
The first 2 words are in Spanish.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think of how to formulate the sentence of that it's coming. Because just an odd thing because it's...
If you don't know how to say is coming and you want to work in radio, it's a dick joke.
It would essentially be Sábado Gigante viene.
Yeah, that's good. Perfect. Nailed it. What are the dates? June 25th. How do you say that?
25th?
Yeah, June 25th.
Junio el 25. El 25 de junio.
The easiest fucking words. Noon to midnight.
Why are you... Now you're just yelling at me.
Yeah, that's going to be... That's all Sábado Gigante is. It's going to be 12 hours of me making fun of your Spanish.
Oh, God. El mediodía hasta la medianoche.
Yeah, we're going to get a bilingual tag on this motherfucker. Do they have those podcasts? Like a bilingual tag podcast?
Probably.
That's the worst
thing ever. Or it's Spanglish.
It's just a tribute to the movie Spanglish.
Oh, God, that actually exists.
That exists. You forgot about that. Yeah. Oof. Adam Sandler has been unhappily married to every leading actress in Hollywood based on his films.
Gross. Did he, like, fall in love with that lady? I don't know.
Tia Leone or the maid? Or oh, yeah, it wasn't a maid. It was, like, a caregiver.
Nanny?
Yeah.
No, it was the maid, wasn't it?
I thought it was the caregiver, like the nanny or something.
She didn't speak English at all.
Spanglish, and he cried.
And her kid was there. No, she didn't speak at all. Her kid had to translate, right. I believe.
Oh, God. Hey, remember the movie Karina Karina?
Oh, I like that movie.
Yeah, that show existed too.
Oh, I like that movie where she blows on the streetlights.
Oh, God, no.
The stoplights.
I just like Whoopi Goldberg's giant fucking afro in that one.
She doesn't have an afro.
Look in the film poster.
She has a nice coiffed hairdo.
No, that's an afro.
It's not an afro.
That's going to be the
shit. It's an afro sheened to hell, and it's very nicely coiffed.
That's going to be a name of a Quentin Tarantino film.
Afro sheened to hell?
Yeah. Actually, that's a really good title.
Quite a grindhouse movie.
It is quite a Groundhog Day film.
Oh, God.
I'm so paranoid that this is not recording. I don't know why.
What is wrong with you?
I don't...
I think you now just have coffee in your fucking veins. And it's bringing out paranoia, pain, lack of sleep.
I had a lot of sleep. I had a lot of sleep. I feel like
that's why.
I got like 9 hours of sleep.
Maybe you had too much.
I feel like I've had... Oh, God.
9 could be too much for you.
I think it is. I think 7 is where it's at. Oh.
You heard it here, folks.
7 is the movie 7 is where it's at.
Yes.
Oh, so let's wrap this one up before I lose it. I thought today was much better than yesterday's.
I feel like you're going to just pass out one of these days and I won't notice.
During the show?
Yeah, because you'll just make gurgling noises, and I'll just be like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
And then I'll hear like Kelsey come in. She goes, oh, my God.
He's dead. How am I going to upload this to the server if I only learned?
Can you press stop on the thing?
Use it. It's sad that the thing I'm most excited about now is over 6 months away. Oh, Jesus. I'm looking forward to the Sábado Gigante.
What? You're not excited about, I don't know, the live talk shows that you do?
I know. I only have like 30 live shows.
Yeah.
I only have 30 live shows before this one long marathon show.
You're not excited?
I am kind of. There's literally 30 shows, 30 live shows before this one thing, and I'm like,
you're not excited about your Thursday live show?
Fuck you,
cartoonist and podcaster. What?
You had to look that up, didn't you?
God, I don't know how to say that lady's name.
Bilevsky.
Sure, she's a lovely lady.
Sure, she's a lovely lady too. We'll all find out once you listen to the show.
January 6th.
Yeah.
You can find out live at the Looking Glass Lounge.
We got to put a countdown.
3634 Georgia Avenue.
I'm going to put a countdown to Sábado Gigante on the server.
Oh, that would be fun. Oh, God, you should totally do that.
Old school countdown.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome.
And I'm going to have a picture of the Olsen twins at 17.
And is it a countdown seconds? And
yeah, oh, yeah. To the millisecond, yeah. It fills your screen.
Oh, God. Can you do that where it just comes up first?
The countdown?
Like when you open the You, Me, Them, Everybody page,
that is
that's
such
what you
a
get,
bad idea.
And then it kind of just goes to the corner or whatever.
That is such a bad idea. To do a countdown like that.
Do the...
Oh, we might do that.
People would be very frightened.
Yeah, we might do that. Oh, this is going to be a fun
show. Too bad we have this big button that says subscribe in iTunes.
We're just going to replace it.
The countdown would do very well right there.
And then we're going to place it to a countdown of the Olsen twins turning 18, which was, I think, 7 years ago. They are now older than you. Time is weird.
Well, time is moving faster for them.
Time is money, folks. And money never sleeps. Wall Street 2. Money never sleeps. That movie got fucking made.
Did you see that?
No.
Good.
Yeah. I want to slit
things. Don't give it any help. Don't help it.
Why do people like Michael Douglas? Like, shouldn't it be better if he dies? Like, what are we holding on to?
Oh.
He's a piece of shit.
You didn't like him in that movie with Gwyneth Paltrow? Where he tries to kill her?
What movie?
I can't remember the name, but it's like they're rich, and she cheats on him, and he's kind of an ass and hates it, so he hires someone to kill her.
I don't care.
He tries to hire her lover to kill her.
Yeah, people that use the word lover just freak me the fuck out.
It's a, you know, I always think of that damn SNL skit.
Lover.
So then it creeps me out.
The Will Ferrell one with Rachel Dratch.
So it always kind of creeps me out if someone says lover. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's like what old 70s hippies say.
Yeah, they do.
And they're all hairy and like,
fuck old
stinky.
70s hippies. Gross. And 70-year-old hippies. Fuck you too. They're about that age now, some of them. No, they're not.
70?
Nah.
It's full. Yeah.
They would have been 30. The 30's kind of old to be a hippie.
Well, maybe they were
soon to be 70.
Old hippies.
Yeah, very.
They were literally old hippies.
They got hip replacements. Hack joke, hack joke, hack joke. Ugh. All right,
get a soundboard.
Hack joke, hack joke, hack joke.
Oh, that would be, see? I'm telling you.
No, I don't
there
like.
There is some things that you should record.
Not this.
Or cut them and then make them into sound bites.
That is what we will do on Sabado Gigante. Merle will just cut up what I say and we'll make soundboards out of it. Let's steal the 360 machine from DePaul and just use that. Those things are expensive, man. Put some drops in. Yeah. They're expensive.
I was watching Chappelle's show and DMX was using one.
Dex.
He had all his music.
Are you sure it just wasn't a drum machine?
No. Because he said it was a
360.
What's it called?
A 360?
No, but what's the other name?
Soundboard?
No.
Drops?
No. No, the name of that, the 360 machine, is not.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't know.
It's like something player. And he's like, yeah, he's a whatever player.
Yeah, a DJ. I don't want to pay a DJ.
Just had buttons.
This is my song!
And Dave Chappelle said they just kept pushing buttons.
Yeah.
And making him rap over them.
That's funny. All right. We got to end this thing. Like I said, oh, Jesus Christ. I got to slit something in my skull to make myself feel better.
I'm telling you, a nail. It's cheaper than going with the drill.
If anybody is a doctor out there and wants to screw something into my skull, please.
Wants to release the demons.
Release the Kraken demons.
Although.
His wife's dead.
If the demons get released from your head.
There goes the show.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to New Kids on the Block with you then.
Yeah.
Win-win for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Go to the Hungry Brain tonight and then fly to Washington, D.C., wherever you may be. Even if you are in Washington, D.C., go to a different airport and fly back. I like my people angry from flying for You Made Them Everybody Live at the Looking Glass this Thursday. We have Carolyn Bilevsky, comedian Jeff Maurer, and music from Amida Lowe, Oprah Noyes. Monday at the Hungry Brain, what do we have coming up? Merle, the Well-Slept Film Festival. That's right, Esmeralda, the Well-Slept Film Festival.
God, you didn't even let me answer.
You didn't know what we have. What's on Tuesday?
Dreambait presents.
Fuck you, you're on the site. You're on the site.
What?
And on that Wednesday, we're having
I even remembered this.
Charade at the Chief Ike's in Washington, D.C. And then the following day, another live show. So come on out to those things. See how drunk I will be on wine.
What I like about the trailer, though, for Charade.
Yeah.
Say Charade.
Charade.
Is that it looks like what's her face has a little buck tooth
Audrey
going
Hepburn.
On. Yeah.
Audrey Hepburn.
I'm assuming it's like this on everyone's
screen. That's just the YouTube shot that they.
Yeah, she's got like little beaver thing.
Yep, I like her little beaver mouth.
You see that? She's got like a beaver mouth going.
Yep, keep saying beaver mouth.
That's another.
Ladies and gentlemen, beaver mouth. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.